Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
If you're feeling anxious about your investments with all the economic volatility and chaos in Washington, tune in to Super Talk Jackson on Wednesdays from 9 to 10 a.m. and Sundays from 8:30 to 9:30 a.m. for Element Wealth Radio with Jeremy Nelson. Learn more at myelementwealth.com.
Roll pre-record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Okay, let's go. Super Talk Eagle Hour is on the air, Friday edition. Glad you're with us. Rainy Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Bob, Dima, and who's this guy sitting next to you? I don't know.
Hey.
I don't know. He's Kelly has resurfaced from his work release program. And he has a day that he can spend with us. And we're in the Southern Bancorp studio, and glad you're with us. As we are every day. It's the end of the week. The Golden Eagles are out of town, and we want to talk a little Southern Miss baseball. Who better to get on the phone than one of the most famous figures in Southern Miss baseball history, the old left-hander himself, Sports Information Director extraordinaire Jack Duggan. Jack, now you're going to have to forgive me. I forgot where James Madison is exactly. Where are you?
I am in the Shenandoah Mountains, Bob.
Oh,
my in Harrisonburg, goodness. Virginia.
Oh, my goodness.
Let me tell you, it is a beautiful, beautiful little city. Some of us got out a little bit earlier today. We walked downtown's probably half a mile from the hotel. We walked down to downtown, had a nice little lunch, went to a bookstore. And it was good. We had had a really nice time earlier today.
You know, you just said two things. You can see the perplexed look on Kelly's face. He doesn't understand what you meant when you said walk a half a mile or go to a bookstore. Can you explain those two things to him?
Well, I think it would take too long for Kelly to understand. We only have an hour, I think.
And actually, if you'll pardon the I've been to bookstores before, but I don't think the kind that Jack.
You know, Kelly. They just open up a bookstore in New York City that you would like. There's no books. It's all audio books. All you got to do is listen.
Yeah.
He doesn't do a very good job of that either.
If
Jack.
Someone would drive him there, I think he's struggling with the half mile walk part. He looks a little winded, Jack.
Let me tell you, up until about 2 years ago, I probably would have struggled too. I would have not risked that endeavor, yeah. But it was not a nice little walk, and I've tried to make that my new tradition on Fridays on the road during baseball season is try to find me a bookstore.
There you go,
and go to it.
Well, actually, Hacksaw, it's a good thing that you're not here because I don't know that you guys would get much baseball played.
Yeah, I don't think we would play any games yet.
Yeah,
let me tell you, I left my house yesterday about 4:30 in the morning, and it was absolutely storming. I understand that it stopped raining a little bit after that, but
yeah, no man, it was the night you left. That was a rough night here in the Pine Belt.
Yeah, yes, it was. I mean, I think I think it just hit a few miles south of my house, from what I understand, down in Purvis. So, sorry to hear about that for those folks that have had to endure that, and certainly my heart and prayers go out to those folks.
No, absolutely, Jack. Absolutely. All right, Jack, kind of fill us in here now. And I'm going to throw a curveball at you. I'm sure you've got a computer close to you, but Dima and I have been talking about this about all week about host regionals and regional hosts, and it would appear that the metrics for Southern Miss right now are even better than they were this time last year when it comes to hosting. Is that a fair statement?
I don't know. I'm not in the room, Bob.
I'll tell you this.
I think we're probably five or six spots in the RPI higher than we were at this point last year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that for certain. I just kind of from my feeble memory.
Yeah.
I think that, our early our early season success where we jumped out, I think 15-2 or 15-3. I think that certainly helped. I think, you know, going to Round Rock and sweeping those three games, I think certainly helped. I think being Alabama, Ole Miss, and Mississippi State at home, I think that's obviously helped. You know, our strength of schedule, I believe, is still, you know, and I'm not going by NCAA. I'm just going by WarrenNolan.com. Mm-hmm. You know, top, I think we were seventh in non-conference strength of schedule the last time I looked earlier this week. I mean, you know, how much, you know, even if you win six games over your last six, you know, how much do you drop any because you're playing two teams that are at the bottom part of the league? I don't know. I don't have those answers. I would think that at this juncture, we would be in a good spot to host.
Well, as of this morning, I looked right before I left the house. The RPI is 10 right now, but you're right, and it emphasizes the need to sweep these games, Jack, particularly next weekend. To some degree, I think this weekend. Would you agree with that, Dima?
Yeah, I mean, you're playing two sub-150 RPI teams, so, I mean, it's going to drop your RPI a little bit. But especially next weekend, home losses definitely hurt worse than an away loss.
Yeah.
But, Jack, I mean, you've seen a lot of Southern Miss baseball, and I want to take you to Camden Clark and just what he's meant to this team this season, but also you know, moving him into the rotation seems to me where this team took a turn for the better going through that slump they were in, you know, mid-March, early April.
Well, we've won 9 of our last 11, mm-hmm. and, you know, that's the type of move that could possibly, you know, turn your season around. That might, you know, when you look back at this season, that might be the move that was the move we needed to make.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think, you know, Christian Ostrander and Travis Creel and Ladd Rhodes and Ben Brewer and Gunnar Leger, I think probably one of the better, if not the best, college baseball staffs in the country. I mean, they are. I'm privy at times to listen to those guys work behind the scenes and just how knowledgeable about the game of baseball they are and the things that the normal fan or even, you know, a guy that's around it every day doesn't even think of. I mean, these guys are just, they know the game, and our program is in very good hands with those guys. And, you know, I think that, you know, Camden coming out of the bullpen certainly was the kind of move we probably need to make. And, you know, you look what happened last weekend. I mean, we had 44 strikeouts in the three-game series. It's the most strikeouts we've had since we struck out 45 against Florida Atlantic. I think that was in Hattiesburg as well. That was that 22 season where we had over 700 strikeouts as a team. But, you know, just a phenomenal week. In fact, we had three quality starts out of our starters last weekend, and that's the first time we've done that all year.
Yep.
And we only have, I think, maybe 10 or 12 quality starts all year from our pitching staff, and you know that's one of the things that we have probably struggled at a little bit has been our starting pitching, and I think that's really has shored us up. I mean, Graydon Harris has been phenomenal on Friday. Kendon Sundstrom, since he's entered that role, has done everything we've asked of him. You know, he's the guy. You know, there's always one guy on the staff where their team has trouble scoring for him, and Camden Sundstrom seems to be that guy. You know, I think we only score about 4.5 runs a game for him every time he takes the mound. So, but he's been lights out. He's been very solid, you know, since he's gotten to that role. And then Camden Clark, who, you know, just look what he did last Sunday or last Saturday rather at the Pete, and it's just electric. You know, not since Tanner Hall.
Yes.
Have we seen an electric outing like that? You know, and you know, you look at it, 15 strikeouts from him last Saturday, and that's the most since Tanner Hall had 15 against Arkansas State back in 2023, I believe. So, yeah. You know, it's fun when you get that pitching staff rolling. it's fun. It's fun to watch.
Yeah, I agree. And I'm gonna say this, guy. You correct me if I'm wrong. This pitching staff's performing like this, and this is the first time in several years we haven't had a quote unquote superstar pitcher. You know, we had J.B. Middleton. You know, always there's been one guy or sometimes two guys that were just almost guaranteed wins when they started, Jack. And so these guys that have really fought to get wins, and I think that really beginning to do a really good job.
Well, I do too. And I mean, we've got so many quality arms on this staff. I mean, it's just – it's fun to see them just roll out one after the other. And it's also fun not to see them being used at all. So that means your starters are doing really well, too. So, you know, I'd say, I mean, this staff is built for June. So I'd like to think, you know, we just got to get there. And,
Bob,
it's fun. And I look forward to these last six games before we head to Montgomery. Yeah.
And I would just say, go one step further and say the only reason those guys may not have the donkey label on them is just because lack of experience.
They're all young.
Well, look at our current rotation, guys. They're all sophomores.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, Jack, hang on. You got nowhere to go for a few minutes, do you?
Well, I'm leaving for the ballpark about 3 Eastern. That's 2 o'clock your time, Bob. Well, I should say Kelly. Kelly's kind of a little tough on the time changes.
Kelly's still breathing hard from the thought of someone walking a half a mile, so he probably won't ask many questions. We'll be back more with Jack Duggan. And where are you?
Harrisonburg.
I'm in Harrisonburg, Virginia.
All right, right back with Jack.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
Southern Miss to the top.
To the top.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, welcome back. This segment sponsored by Eagle Tire West. That's on Highway 98 West. They sell all sorts of Goodyear products, all sorts of tires. You got to remember this. They sell more than just Goodyear tires. So if you want any kind of tire, any brand that you want for your car, for your truck, and they don't have it in stock, you just tell Matt Warren and those guys, they can order it for you, just about get it overnight, have it on your vehicle, and have you back on the road.
And this is the time of year where you should really seriously check your tire treads, because hydroplaning and a lot of this rain that we're getting, you can lose today, brother. Yeah, you can lose the car real quickly.
Also, we were so excited to have Jack on the show, I forgot to plug the opening sponsor, which would be Movie Star Restaurant, which is likely where I'll be a lot until my wife gets back, because that's where they have really good Southern cooking, and it's a buffet line. You know a lot about those, Kelly.
I do.
He can walk a half mile on a buffet line.
Now, he'd walk a half a mile for a buffet line, yeah. Yeah. Have you ever had the pleasure of going to a buffet with Kelly, Jack?
I don't think that I have.
Well, don't.
At least go in front of them.
Yeah,
there's the key right there.
When they see me coming, they turn the sign around to closed, you know. So get in there before that happens.
Aren't you glad we invited you on the show today, Jack? Isn't this
always a pleasure, Bob.
Can I ask a question of our friend Jack?
You can ask anything you like.
All right, going into the season.
Well, not anything.
Going into the season, Hacksaw, obviously the expectations were high, and the schedule was brutal that we talked about. But looking up to this point now, as you try to look at it as unbiased as you can, is there an aspect of the team that you think has overachieved? And you mentioned maybe starting pitching was, you know, a little bit shaky for a little while, but is there an aspect of the team that has underachieved to this point?
Jack?
I'm not sure. I just think that the back end of our weekend starting pitching, I think, probably was a little tough at times. Maybe, you know, I know we don't normally go long with our midweek starters either, but I think, you know, we struggled a little bit there. But, you know, other than that, I mean, I think that, you know, you look you look at our lineup, I think we're probably eight strong. I think, you know, probably a designated hitter. We've struggled to find
right.
Probably that. We may have gotten that one taken care of. You know, I think with Ty Long and now Dre Barrett, I think Dre's going to be good to go this weekend. I haven't seen the lineup yet today. So, you know, whether he's DHing or playing third, I mean, Ty Long has come on. He's had, you know, three or four really good games for us. And so.
Yeah, and obviously with the record of the team, we're nitpicking here, but I'm just saying, you know.
I think the team's done remarkably well because I think it's easy to forget the talented players that we lost last year. Jake Cook, Tuna, Monastere, Ozzie Pratt, J.B. Middleton. To overcome all of that, Jack, and be in the position they're in right now, I think is pretty remarkable.
Well, and I think, you know, the fact that we've got a chance to win 40 games
again,
you know, with two weeks left in the regular season, I think that speaks volumes.
I think that's exactly right.
But that's just,
I mean, I know we struggled some in March, you know, Coach Oz has acknowledged that fact, but, you know, like I said a little earlier, you know, we won 9 of our last 11, and, you know, baseball's not a game you're going to win every day.
No.
That's just the reality. You don't ever see anybody go 162-0 or, you know, in Major League Baseball, or you don't see anybody go, well, except for, who was it, LSU Eunice or LSU Shreveport. You know, that's an incredible rarity.
And I think
it's almost an impossibility.
And that speaks to the overall health of the program, don't you think, Jack? I mean, it's not rebuilding, but reloading. I mean, the overall health of this program is you can lose people like you did last year, it's the next guy's up.
40 games the next year,
right? It's like the next guy up.
Well, if you look, Kelly, you look at our program.
Yeah,
you know, we've had 9 straight 40 win seasons. We've had 30 straight win seasons. Mm-hmm. Both are best in Division I baseball, and with the current streaks, you know. So, I mean, stability starts at the top.
Sure.
And I think that's where we've started things. I mean, you look, we've only had 5 coaches since 1959. We've built this thing over the last 40 years, just, you know, remarkably well. I mean, this is a team that, you know, we expect to go to a regional. We think we're almost to the point where we expect to host a regional every year. You know, we've been good. I mean, and that is a credit to the guys that have put this program together. It's a credit to our administration, who understands what it takes to be successful at this level. And you know, we keep trying to win. And that's what everybody does. But it's been fun. I've said this over and over again on the times that I've been on, but it is a special program, and there's a lot of special people that play and are part of it. And I feel very fortunate to be a very, very small part of it.
And I think this success, Bob, helps them in recruiting.
Well, do you think, Kelly? I wish Hill Denson was here.
I know what he'd say. He's just stupid.
Yeah. Well, don't worry, Kelly. If Denson was on, he'd be ripping me instead of you. Oh, so okay. Don't feel bad.
Okay. Jack, I thought it was. I read the notes that you put out, and I thought it was interesting that in your notes you said that Southern Miss is 21-1 in the regular season during the month of May under Coach Ostrander, and of course, right now they're 3-0. And they have a chance here against two of probably the weaker teams they've played. Of course, every team in the Sun Belt's,
We've won our last 14 regular season games in the month of May.
Yeah.
So we've played really well down the stretch, and hopefully we'll continue to do that. And this weekend and the next weekend going into Montgomery, which if you get a chance to go, and you know, Bob, you would agree. Damon, you would agree, you know, Montgomery's a nice place to play this tournament. I mean, it's downtown. Oh, yeah. The ballpark is nice, and you know, it's just, you know, there's great restaurants down there. The hotels are fantastic. You know, it is a wonderful place to host an event.
We have something important to tell you about Montgomery, Jack.
Okay.
I was just going to say, I'm normally in Montgomery when I've gone for the past several years, Jack, and I look across, you know, the baseball park, and there's this weird museum over there, the Hank Williams Museum. I just never understood what that was about.
Yeah.
Jack, maybe you need to go.
Well, Jack, do you remember that famous moment last year when that came up? You were on the show with us out there, as you always are, and Dima said that he didn't know who Hank Williams was, and
you threw
the headsets down and said, "I'm just leaving the set."
Yeah, well, you know, my goal today really was not really to promote Southern Miss baseball, was to not insult Dima. That was my goal.
You've almost made it. How much time do we have left?
You got 2 minutes left, Jack, in case you want to
throw one. Because the last time I was on the show, I gave Dima grief.
Yeah.
When he wasn't on. I didn't realize he was covering a football scrimmage.
Yeah.
Goodness.
At Southern Miss. So I felt bad for giving him grief the last time I was on. So I'm not going to do it today, Dima.
Tell you what, Jack.
I expect it next weekend at the peak.
Jack, if we get him.
Let me ask you this. David, did you pick Georgia Southern or James Madison to beat us again this weekend?
Well, if I did, I'm sure I'd be reminded about it about every single person on the baseball team.
I'm sure you would, too. I think. How many security guards did we get to escort you out of the building?
I don't know.
That
but
weekend?
When I made it to the field after they swept Texas State and I had Jason Baker pointing at me, I was thinking that somebody was coming at me or something. I don't know what was going on.
Well, he was gone last week, and so I picked for him, and he picked last week for the Golden Eagles to get swept. But that's why.
Well,
but I did that on his behalf.
I don't know. We'll
wait and see. Now, look, Jack, about a minute left. If the schedule allows, why don't you and I take Dima to the Hank Williams Museum in 2 weeks and introduce him?
You know what, Bob? I'm in.
Okay. All right. You got that, Dima? Dima, you will be our guest.
I told y'all that. I will tell you in Montgomery, I think I told you this story on the air before, but a story about Hank Williams Jr. and my mom.
Hurry up. I got 30 seconds. Let me hear it. I want to hear it.
All right. Well, so Hank Williams Jr. got thrown out of a grade school, was expelled because he called the librarian a nasty word. And that in Nashville. And that was my mom.
It was your mom?
Yeah, my mom.
That he called a nasty word?
I won't tell you what he told her when I think my mom chided him and he had a nice response for her.
Wow.
And I have my oldest brother Jim, he talked to a roadie one time for Hank Williams Jr. and he asked if that story was true. And about 6 months later the roadie came back and he said, "Yeah, that is a true story."
Do you know that Hank Williams Sr. is Randy Swan's godfather?
I did not know that.
Yes, right. Hank Williams Sr. is indeed our buddy.
All right, Jack, we're out of time. But look, all right, we've got a date. You and we're taking Dima to the Hank Williams Museum, Jack.
Maybe we can do it during the Eagle Hour, and then everybody can
broadcast it.
With us.
Thank you, buddy.
All right, see you.
Jack Duggan, everybody. We'll be right back.
Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, welcome back. Have you caught your breath, Kelly, over that talk about walking a half a mile?
Man, I can't even listen to the song Walking by Johnny Cash.
Walk a mile in my shoes. Yeah. Kelly's never going to do that. D-Bats on Hardy Street. We got to get Kelly down there one day, D-Man, and let's see how he can hit a 90-mile-an-hour fastball. I think that would be awesome.
That would be really fun.
Yeah.
Are we keeping you up?
I'm sorry.
Good gracious.
It's the rain outside. It makes me tired.
Is the show this exciting for you today?
Man. What a ringing endorsement. Hey, insomnia.
Demo a cup of coffee, please. Yeah.
Got insomnia? Listen to the Eagle Hour.
Yeah, for real.
Guaranteed to put all you right to sleep.
D-Bat on Hardy Street. That's where you go for baseball and softball training. It is a beautiful facility run by Luke Reynolds, and we really do appreciate all they do. MCS Home Center, home repair, home remodeling, home construction, everything you need for your next project. Home Lawn or Garden is available at MCS Home Center in Bellevue. MCS is Hattiesburg's new improvement home center. All right, Monday, let me say this real quick. We're fixed to get on the road again, guys. Next week, Wednesday, we're going to be at Bank One Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. Thursday, this will be fun. We're going to be at Buffalo Wild Wings doing the show.
All right.
The following Monday, on the 18th, we will be at MCS Home Center in Bellevue. And then Dima and I will be hitting the road shortly after that, and we will be broadcasting the show from Montgomery on the 20th, 21st, and 22nd, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And hopefully, I'm going to look into doing the show maybe from the Hank Williams Junior Museum Senior Museum just for Dima.
As long as Southern Miss isn't playing, you know, it should be fine.
Do you know one Hank Williams tune?
No, I didn't even know he was a singer. I thought this was like a historical person.
Well, he is a historical person, you know.
So it's a singer? Hank Williams is a singer?
What else have we got to cover, Bob?
I think we should move on with
this generation.
Jack just turned off his phone if he was listening to it.
Yeah, Jack is already throwing headsets in the hotel room. That was so great last year when he did that. He threw them headsets down. I'm out of here.
Yeah. And we thought there was hope for this generation, Demon. We thought you were the guy that was going
to. Softball ran into a buzzsaw last night. Yeah. They got beat 13-0, which is a huge score in softball. But, Demon, I think you just pointed out a few stats. I think this has been a great year.
Yeah, Southern Miss concludes its season with the most regular season wins since 2010 at 33, and then they had the most conference wins since 2016. So nothing but a success. And, of course, that's not any way you want to go out, you know, getting run ruled in the tournament, conference tournament. But I'm sure if we were in that huddle with Natalie Poole and her team, she said there's nothing to hang your hat on. You know, obviously you want to go out better than that, but – y'all, that was a great season. You know, this was a team that was picked last, I believe, if not second to last in most every, you know, poll or whatever it is. And this team surprised many. They held the top spot for a week or two. I mean, this was a good season. Nothing to be ashamed of. And also, it's a young team. There's only two players who are seniors, Paris Ferguson and Natalie Harrington. Everybody else should be back next season.
And we talked about this some yesterday, Kelly, when you were out. We're a little bewildered that it's not a double elimination tournament.
And I would like to know why. And I've asked that question. Nobody seems to know that answer. But again, that's another question I'm going to ask Commissioner McGill, when I see him at Football Media Day in July. Now, I know it's not a football question, but I think it deserves to be asked.
Why doesn't it make any sense.
Because the Eagles they were going into that tournament a number four seed. And I just don't know why. I can see maybe a single elimination, like play-in game type of format, where it would be a single elimination. But if you get on down the road like you are a top four seed, you should be able to lose more than one.
Yeah, I mean, and something I mentioned yesterday, like the Sun Belt baseball tournament is double elimination.
Right.
Not the play-in games. The play-in games are single elimination. Right. But then the SEC tournament is single elimination, but that's because they have so many teams.
Right.
Right? So you have 15, 16 teams, you know, in wherever Hoover, where is that where they play that? I don't know. In Birmingham, wherever it is.
Hoover.
Okay.
And you could make the softball tournament a double elimination, just not invite as many teams. Put more.
But there's not as many of them as there are baseball teams either. So it just kind of doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it would put more emphasis on the regular season by doing that.
And I don't know if Southern Miss would have made it out of the loser's bracket or whatever, but it's just kind of tough for you to have this great season. And I mean, I think anybody would say that's just a bad night at the ballpark.
Yeah.
And then your season's done.
It just got away from them early. South Alabama scored a lot of runs, four runs right out of the gate. In softball, that's a lot of runs. And, it just got away from them. But if they had the ability to play tonight, it'd probably be completely different.
Yeah, just one hit for Southern Miss. And like you said, South Alabama 4-0 in the first. But then, I mean, it was still 4-0 going into the fourth inning.
Yeah.
And then 5-0, and then it just kind of the wheels came off. 8 runs for South Alabama in the fifth to kind of really push that game out of reach, obviously.
Well, they put in a pitcher, too, that had not pitched all year. according to the announcers, and she got beat pretty bad. But anyway, great year. Congratulations to Coach Poole and those ladies, and we're really happy for them. We think they did very well.
So now for the black and gold, the only two sports that are still going are men's golf, which they made the regional, as we thought that they were going to, and first time in school history, you guys documented that. And then, of course, baseball. Which
And we should point out, as the women's coach did yesterday, last year they made the NCAA. So what a two-year run for golf. And I think both coaches agree, guys, you can attribute a lot of that to the investment that was made in their facilities.
I don't think there's any doubt about that. The Judson indoor facility out there, like on days like today, if the season were still going on, they could still work their short game. They could still work putting.
They probably are.
Lots of different things that you can work on. Yeah. So, and it's reaping. But lots of times you won't reap those benefits till 3 or 4 years down the road. But the Eagle golf program.
Good run for golf.
For sure.
Dima, Golden Eagles face a team tonight. They should beat easily. God, it makes me nervous to say that.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at all the metrics, I mean, Southern Miss is by far the better team, and this is probably the worst pitching team that Southern Miss has seen all year. Their ERA, team ERA, is like in the sevens. I think all of their starters aren't below a 5 ERA. They don't really go long. So pitching-wise, this should be probably the worst pitching that Southern Miss has faced all season. Now, their offense is a little, you know, scary. They're fourth in the Sun Belt in offense. They single and double death. They only got 40 home runs. So, you know, they've stolen over 100 bases this year. So they're a pesky group who, if they can get some traffic, could cause some problems. I mean, it's definitely a group that, if it's their day and Southern Miss just can't score, you know, they could steal one here. But I point back to the RPI and shout out Warren Nolan, of course, who's kind of like the mainstay of RPI and where you can go look at these things. And they label this as a for Southern Miss fans to understand RPI. You know, when you're playing lesser teams of RPI, you don't go up much, and if you lose, you're kind of downfall. So this should just let everybody know what Southern Miss is going into. If they win tonight, they get one single RPI point. If they were to lose, -47. So it's an incredible, you know, situation that Southern Miss is in right now. And that's not even, we haven't even started on next week. Next week, you know, you're playing the sub-200 RPI team, so.
But I like the Eagles' chances, because you remember when the Warhawks came in here, they had been knocking the cover off the ball.
Yeah. No, I do too.
I like the Eagles to sweep.
And just to clarify for those who don't understand, -47 RPI points does not mean that is -47
in the spots.
They don't go from 10 to 57. Right. It's your overall points that's how the RPI is determined.
Would a sweep keep them in the top 10 RPI, you think?
I doubt it, personally. But it would definitely keep them in the top 14. But I mean, it really just depends on what other teams do around you too.
But then when you look at that really ugly number of Jay Madison's team ERA, generally at the college ranks, if you've got a pitching staff with an overall ERA of about 4.7 to about 4.95, that's about where most college teams are going to sit.
Yeah.
Okay. If you're
what's USM's
halfway decent. But when you're up there in the sevens, I mean, something's wrong with the pitching staff somewhere. I don't know.
What's the team ERA for the Golden Eagles?
I had it up a second ago. I can get it really quick.
Well, I'm going to tell you something about their offense, Kelly. They hadn't faced a pitching staff like this, unless they played Coastal. They may have played Coastal.
But. Well, all they have to do is talk to the Warhawks. Because Louisiana Monroe would say, and look, to be
3.72.
Yeah, 3.72. And like I said, generally, if you're sitting between 4.7 and 4.95 as a team average, you're a competitive team. That just shows you how good Southern Miss is. But to be in the sevens, like James Madison is, either the pitching coach isn't doing his job or they're not assessing talent
so,
very well.
On paper, it should be a rout.
Yeah, it should. I mean, it should absolutely be a rout. I mean, and when you look at their strikeout-to-walk ratio, it's atrocious. So they're going to give up a lot of walks. So I just think as long as Southern Miss is patient from the plate, and they take their walks, punish mistakes like we saw them do against ULM. And then also, you know, you trust your pitchers against these guys.
Well, if they're looking for a lot of walks, their chances are they're going to be in for a big disappointment, don't you think?
No doubt.
And Monroe, after that series, and this was not a spit in Southern Miss's face, obviously wouldn't deserve that, but Monroe guys were saying, as good as Southern Miss was, I would, the staff, I would defy them to go out there and do that week after week. You know, so Monroe says, yeah, we hit the ball really well, but they were just untouchable. Yeah. And they're saying,
and they do hit the ball well. Yeah. ULM does.
Yeah, and they just said, I would defy Southern Miss to continue to be that torrid as a pitching staff.
They savaged Monroe last week.
Yeah, and Monroe got their feelings hurt a little bit.
I used to think the most exciting play in sports was a dramatic home run, and I still sort of do. But, Kelly, that pitching can be pretty exciting, too, to watch, man.
It can.
Coming up, picks.
And news.
Hang on for Dima. He's got a surprise for everyone.
And two big headlines out of the NFL as well that everybody will want to hear about.
Well, everybody was aware of your picks. I saw that, Dima. We'll be right back.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Sure appreciate Jack Duggan coming on. It's always fun to have the old left-hander on the show. All right, if you got some gold and silver or grills like Kelly had, you can take them down to Jewel Masters and get top dollar for those pieces of, what do you call it? What's the adjective for that? Gold, silver?
Bling?
Whatever. Just take it down to Jewel Masters, and you'll walk out with cash. And Marty's been doing it seriously longer than anyone, and he will take good care of you. There are no better, two more honest people on the planet, Kelly, than Marty and Cindy Vick. You know that. Forest Health reminds you, too, that keeping up with your favorite team is fun, but you are the most important player. Be sure you get an annual physical. Be sure your health is as good as it can be. Forest Health can help you with expert medical care closer to home. Also, I want to say hello to our good friends out at Dickey's Barbecue. That's a great catering venue now. So with baseball coming up next weekend, you want to cater it, that would be the place to call, Dickey's Barbecue. And also, hello to our great friends, just communicated actually, with Genesis of Hattiesburg, the official auto dealer of the Eagle Hour, and we sure appreciate all they do, as well as Mo Bay Beignet Company at 2902 Hardy Street. And, you know, this would be a good weekend. You can't get out much. This would be a good weekend to go down to Mo Bay Beignet and eat some beignets and drink some hot coffee, Kelly.
It would. And, you know, you're talking about Dickies. I mean, it's graduation time at Southern, William Carey, at the junior colleges, the high schools. Man, if you're having a graduation party or whatever, just call Dickies, man. They'll set you guys up and just enjoy the fellowship and leave the cooking to them.
It's really good food.
Yeah.
Really good food. All right, Demon News and Notes.
Well, I think Kelly had something from the NFL.
Go ahead. A couple of notes from the NFL. The National Football League had been in contact with different officiating organizations, thinking that the NFL officials were going to go out on strike. But they've announced today that a new collective bargaining agreement has been reached with the National Football League officials. So NFL refs will report to work as now originally scheduled, so no threat of a strike. The CBA has been reached. And also, the NFL announced today that the schedule for next season will drop next Thursday. So we're 6 days away from getting the complete schedule for the NFL the upcoming season. We do know, just based on home and away teams, the way the teams line up, that the New Orleans Saints will have among the three easiest schedules in the NFL this year. So that's good news if you're a Saints fan. For sure.
Bad news for a Saints fan, you're going to get one less home game. I just think that's so unfair.
Yeah, the one in Paris you're talking
so
about.
That's so unfair to the guy that goes out and works every day, and, you know, blue-collar guy, good American, him and his family, season tickets, and they look so forward to that every year. Well, they can't go to Paris, France, and watch the Saints play.
But that's the Eagle right. Hour can, Bob, and we will be there. Reporting
will we
from
I'm not going to be there.
This is news to me.
Well, I am. I'm going.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, okay. So I'll be reporting.
Super Talk going to fund it?
No, I can answer that question for you.
It'll come from the Kelly Sander Foundation, I think.
Wow. But I didn't know anything came from that.
I am happy to say that Super Talk's putting old Dima up fine in Montgomery. He's going to be downtown with all
those
guys.
Hey, buddy, he's going to be the king of the Red Roof Inn over there.
No, not this year. Dima's not staying at the Red Roof Inn this
year. I'm staying in the Hank Williams Museum.
He's going to be at the Hank Williams Museum back in the storage closet, yes.
Every night, Jack's going to say, listen to this music.
With Hank's mummy, by the way.
That's freaky.
That's good. Yeah. All right, now, it's time to do picks, and I get a little nervous about this. Well, the security people, they're in place out front.
Yeah, what's that Brinks truck doing out there?
Yeah, that arm guy, see the guy with the big gun?
Dima has left the building.
So, of course, Southern Miss is playing James Dam Madison. Kelly, I'm going to let you go first.
This series? The Southern Miss. Okay, we're not doing just Sun Belt. Of course. Southern Miss should not even have to play its best baseball and sweep this series. They are clicking on all cylinders, so I like their chances.
The Golden Eagles play a lot of close games, as Mark Etheridge said. They're going to play a lot of close games because they pitch so well and they don't hit all that great. I think that's fair to say. But this weekend, I think, is going to be different. I think the Golden Eagles win three games and they win them going away.
I agree. I say they sweep all three games, and I don't really see a world where Southern Miss could, they would have to really falter on both sides of the offense and pitching. So, we'll see what happens. One more thing before we end the show, though. The NCAA tournament came out with the actual bracket of what it's going to look like with the 78 teams or whatever. Correct. And I just think, to even further emphasize my point of now it's just going to benefit the better teams, one thing that makes March Madness great is the Cinderella stories.
This is the basketball tournament.
The Cinderella stories. Most of the automatic qualifiers, which are those Cinderella stories, your Farley Dickinsons and whoever it is, they're all going to be playing each other in the quote-unquote first round.
Oh, that is just so wrong.
So you could say you made the tournament, but there's six
automatic qualifier rounds, six games. That's 12 teams.
That's just wrong.
That's ridiculous.
That's just wrong.
So all that does is literally say, well, we made the field, but that's about it.
We're going to eliminate each other and wait for all the big guys to start playing.
Yep.
While they get to rest their starters and all that sort of stuff.
That's wrong.
No, that is wrong. Well, it's Friday. That's good. And we sure appreciate you listening all week. We really do. Be careful out there this weekend.
Yes, indeed.
We're going to get a lot of rain this weekend. And try to stay out of the Purvis area. Please don't sightsee down there. Let everybody get down there and get back in their homes and help the people that were injured so badly. All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll be back Monday with Coach Christian Ostrander. Until then, Southern Miss.
To the top.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.